This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Qualcomm is hit by a ruling on antitrust violation. It's a ruling that could shake up the smartphone industry. That's what we're talking about after these tech headlines. Google Cloud, Alphabet Inc.'s cloud computing unit, is joining forces with data management company Informatica. The goal is to help businesses draw more value from their data. This is all part of a push by Google into the enterprise information technology market. The move will couple Informatica's data management and integration of tools with Google Cloud services, including data storage platforms and market analytics tools. This will enable commercial users to more easily leverage massive amounts of data for use in AI, machine learning, and other advanced digital capabilities. And according to the CIO Journal, the tools are already available in Google Cloud, and prepping data to feed into them has been a bottleneck for many companies. The peril to Huawei's global business is growing as foreign partners back away from the Chinese maker of networking equipment. UK-based chip design company Arm Holdings is suspending its business with Huawei following Washington's blacklisting of the Chinese tech giant. Meanwhile, mobile phone carriers in Japan and the UK have suspended launches of Huawei smartphone models over concerns that US curbs on exports to the company. A spokeswoman for Arm says the company is complying with the latest restrictions set forth by the U.S. and having ongoing conversations with the appropriate U.S. government agencies to ensure they remain compliant. Apple said this week it was changing a material used in its Butterfly keyboards and expanding its keyboard repair program. The program previously covered first and second generation keyboards, but now includes coverage of the third generation introduced last year, the ones on MacBook Air and high-end MacBook Pro models. At the same time, Apple upgraded its line of MacBook Pros. Users of all generations of the Apple Butterfly keyboard have reported missed keystrokes and double presses of keys, for which Apple has apologized. When asked if it would continue to use the Butterfly keyboards in future models, Apple declined to comment. Coming up, what a ruling on antitrust violation means for Qualcomm, as well as the smartphone industry. Qualcomm unlawfully suppressed competition in the market for cell phone chips and used its dominant position to exact excessive licensing fees. That's according to a judge's ruling this week. The Wall Street Journal's Anne-Marie Fertoli has more.
Chipmaker Qualcomm violated U.S. antitrust law and strangled competition, according to a ruling handed down by a federal judge in favor of the Federal Trade Commission. Joining me now from San Francisco with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Asa Fitch. Asa, this case against Qualcomm was brought in early 2017. Tell us about the judge's decision and what she found here.
Well, she found that Qualcomm essentially violated antitrust law, that it was charging too much for licenses to its patents based on its monopoly power in, or alleged monopoly power in, the market for mobile phone chips. These are chips that kind of provide the ability for your phone to connect to cell towers. So that was the essence of the ruling.
Now, what are the repercussions for the company, which is planning to appeal?
That's right. I mean, the company is planning to appeal, so the repercussions aren't fully clear quite yet. But if it did have to go through and implement this decision, the injunction requires Qualcomm to renegotiate or negotiate licenses with its existing customers, its existing licensees for its patent. So it essentially would mean Qualcomm would potentially have to kind of start over on negotiations with a lot of its existing customers and get perhaps lower rates on those royalties. So it could be a big deal for Qualcomm's revenues, for the business as a whole, if this goes through.
And this also comes after Qualcomm reached a settlement with Apple in a somewhat similar lawsuit.
Apple, around the same time as the FTC brought its case in 2017, arguing that Qualcomm was overcharging for its license fees and engaging in other practices that were anti-competitive and essentially didn't allow Apple any other option than to use Qualcomm's chips. So that thing was resolved. Those companies came to a deal last month in the middle of April, where they agreed to basically drop all litigation against each other and settle their differences. But the FTC's case still went on.
Asa, might this ruling impact other chip makers as well?
I don't think so. I mean, Qualcomm has a unique model in the chip business. Other chip companies typically don't have a business structure where they have one arm that produces chips and sells them to different suppliers, like the people who make your cell phones, and another arm that purely licenses its technology to others who want to use it. So, you know, another manufacturer who wants to make a cell phone would license that thing. Other chip makers don't have that kind of structure. So it's kind of unique to Qualcomm, actually. And the effect of this ruling probably isn't going to be that broad.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Asa Fitch joining us from San Francisco with more on a ruling against chipmaker Qualcomm. Asa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks again to the Wall Street Journal's Anne-Marie Fertoli. Reporter Asa Fitch has more at WSJ.com. Wrapping up the tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.